Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Sound off, sound off for Chesterfield.
Good evening, folks, a big hello. We're here to start the Crosby Show. There's lots of laughs and plenty of fun, so settle back with the milder one.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try like a Chesterfield and do it
today.
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in the Marine Memorial Theater in San Francisco. With John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, the Bell Sisters and Gary Crosby. And now on this bright, shiny April day, with the robins singing, the grass sprouting, and trees budding, we bring you Spring Crosby.
Well, thank you. Hey, just a minute. Kenmore.
Yeah?
If I'm spring, it's a little late, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well, Bing, I really intended to say something about April Fool's Day in your introduction, but, that was yesterday.
Oh, I know. I know yesterday was April Fool's Day because Bob Hope sent me a beautiful basket of tulips.
Oh, how nice.
With a cobra in it.
A real live cobra?
Mm-hmm. Just so it won't be a total loss, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm writing the Wurlitzer Music Company for a flute, and I'm going to get a turban from Sabu, and the snake and I are going to do an act on television.
By the way, Bing, I really hate to upset you. I read in the paper that Bob Hope has been selected as one of the country's 10 best-dressed men.
Hope, one of the 10 best-dressed men?
That's right.
Well, that's the greatest triumph for padding since the invention of the Morris chair.
Does Bob really wear a lot of padding in his coats?
A lot of padding? Come here.
Yeah?
With his coat on, you couldn't break his collarbone with a sledgehammer.
You've tried it, I imagine.
Yes, many times. Futilely, however. Yeah. But you ever see him in bathing trunks?
No, never.
Oh, dig this. His shoulders are so round that his suntan slips clear down to his elbows.
If he's that round-shouldered, I should think Bob would wear a belt.
Like to see the belt that'd go around that. Say.
Yeah.
I may send him my cobra. Yeah. It's a big 8-footer, you know.
Yeah, well, keep his pants up.
Keep him busy. I don't know. Say, Kip, I think I'd better get on to some music. Our opening tune tonight is a lively little number dug out of the past called Sailing Down to Chesapeake Bay.
Cuddle up close beneath the silvery moon, sailing down the Chesapeake Bay.
Come on, Nancy, put your best dress on. Come on, Nancy, for the steamboat's gone. Everything's so lovely on the Chesapeake Bay. All aboard for Baltimore, and if we're late, they'll all be shore. Now, looky here, Captain, gotta catch that boat. We can't swim, and listen, we can't float. While we're humming an old-time tune, up on deck, now that's the place to spoon. Cuddle up close beneath the silvery moon, sailing down at Chesapeake Bay.
Come on, come on, Nancy, put your best dress on. Come on, Nancy, for the steamboat's gone. Aboard, aboard. Look here, Captain, let us catch that boat. We can't swim, why we can't even float.
Oh, come along, Miss Nancy, put your best dress on. Come on, Nancy, for the steamboat's gone. Everything's so lovely on the Chesapeake Bay. All aboard for Baltimore, and it's for late, they're gonna be so sore. Now look here, Captain, gotta catch that boat. We can't swim, and listen, we can't float, while we're humming an old time tune. Up on deck, now that's a place to spoon.
Putting up oars beneath the silvery moon. Sailing down the Chesapeake, way down the Chesapeake. Sailing down the Chesapeake Bay.
The mask is off.
That's right, folks. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients.
The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. Chesterfield keeps these tobaccos tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents. Pure natural sugars, chemically pure, harmless, far more costly glycerol. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. Remember, the world's best tobaccos, pure natural sugars, costly glycerol, nothing else. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in pure white cigarette paper, the best that money can buy.
We name our ingredients because we think every smoker ought to know what makes Chesterfield the best possible smoke. What makes Chesterfield much milder with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Visit your dealer and sound off for Chesterfield. They satisfy millions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's indeed a great pleasure to present the popular Victor recording artists, two very flashy young song stylists. They had a record out called Bermuda, which has sold over 1.5 million records, the first record they ever made, I believe. Miss Cynthia Bell, age 16, and Miss Kay Bell, aged 11, who are known to all of us and to all of you record aficionados as the Bell Sisters. Well, it's certainly nice to have you with us up here tonight, girls, in San Francisco.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby.
Let's get Kay up here on the box, Cynthia, so she can join in the conversation, too, huh?
Here I am.
Now we're all set.
Is Gary really going to be on the program tonight?
That's right, Kay. Gary should be along any minute.
Oh, gosh, college men just throw me to pieces.
Whoa, well.
I think they're icky.
You don't like college boys, really, Kay?
No, but I like Ike.
You like... You like Ike, huh? May I tell you something? By the time he gets back here, you may be old enough to vote for him.
Mr. Crosby, where is Gary?
Oh, the college boy? I tell you, Cynthia, he's downstairs in the car studying. I might add that I've locked the doors, too.
Gee, why does he have to study in the car?
Well, mainly because he hasn't been studying in school. Listen, what are you girls going to do for this evening? Thank Bermuda last time. What have you got? Have you got that arrangement here of Wheel of Fortune?
Hmm? Yes, we do.
Fine.
Do you have a car in the radio, Mr. Crosby?
Huntington Beach High School. Want to start over?
Let's start over.
Have you got your arrangement of Wheel of Fortune here?
We'd love to do that.
Fine.
Do you have a radio in your car, Mr. Crosby?
Well, I certainly have got a radio in my car.
And this song is being dedicated to Mr. Gary Crosby, who is being held a virtual prisoner in his father's automobile.
That's the most beautiful reading I've heard since Gary... since I broke into picture. Go ahead, girl, sing.
The Wheel of Fortune goes spinning around. Will the arrow point my way? Will this be the day? The Wheel of Fortune, please don't pass me by. Let me know the man.
Very nice, Cynthia and Kay.
Thank you.
And if Gary was listening in the car, I'm sure it brightened him up no end.
Say, Mr. Crosby,
how
can Gary be on the program when you've got him locked in the car?
Oh, we'll spring him in time to do his song.
Say, listen, how about cooking up a little song later with you girls on the show, huh? Is that all right, Kay?
Sure.
Fine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd better get to earning my money here, too. Folks, here's a popular ballad, Come What May.
Wonderful. Thrilling.
Thank you.
Gypsy with a crystal ball to gaze in, can look into the future, so they say. But I am so afraid of fortune tellers. To know the truth might cast my world away. Now just suppose I call upon a gypsy to find you're gonna break my heart someday. So, darling, I'm confessing, not knowing is a blessing, so you can keep me guessing, come what may. Yes, you can keep me guessing, come what may.
Now, folks, it's time to present the student from Stanford. Just arrived from the parking lot downstairs. Here he is. Gary Crosby. Thanks, Dad. You got your studying done?
Yeah, but when you were my age, did your dad lock you in the car and make you study?
Son, we didn't have a car.
I just can't understand your lethargy, though, Gary. Your lack of interest in your studies. Your aversion to opening a book.
Must be hereditary, Dad.
Oh, no. I'm not going to hold still for that. You don't get it from me or your mother.
Let me tell you something. When I was in college, I had such a desire, such a feverish, burning hunger for knowledge, I was known as the Gonzaga Glutton.
You really went for higher learning in a big way.
I tell you, I just don't know what to do with you. You and your brothers are all old enough to take care of yourself, but what happens? Every night I have to sit down and I do arithmetic with Lindsay. I have to corner Dennis. I do the history with him. I have to hog-tie Philip, and I study physics with him. It's a little annoying.
Yes, but think of the education you're getting.
That's a lesson. And here's a story. Let's just think about your education. Right now, the most important thing in your life is your study.
What about athletics?
Fine. Athletics are fine, but I still say your schoolwork should be your major concern.
What about girls?
What about them?
Well, Dad, you got to admit it. A poodle-cut co-ed is more attractive than a dog-eared book.
Now, get out. Poodle-cut co-ed?
I don't mean to upset you, Dad, but I guess I'm different than you were when you were in school.
I don't want you to get me wrong. I was no angel when I went to college.
Gee, did you once like to stay up late and ride around in open cars and go to parties?
Did I? That's all in the past. It's early to bed for me now. I've seen the light and I've heard the music.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad, but when I see the light and hear the music, I want to go.
Steady.
By the way, have you ever given any thought, any serious consideration to what you might like to do when you get out of college? What's going to happen?
Well, for a while, I thought I might be a singer, but I don't think I'm going to make it.
Why not? You can carry a tune.
Yes, but I have such an awful time working myself into a frenzy.
Now, Gary, despite the current trend, we really should say a song. Don't you think, in the old-fashioned manner, the old-fashioned mode?
Okay. What do we sing about?
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, we were just talking about girls a little while ago, and I have a few questions.
Well, fire them at me. I'll try to come up with some fatherly advice. John Scott, will you furnish a little musical support?
What do you do, Dad, the first time you look into a pair of baby blue eyes?
Ah, you've reached that point.
What do you say, Dad, when she says, how are you, and you just can't think of reply?
Well, now, I tell you, you've got sort of a naughty little problem there, boy.
Yeah. Of that there is no doubt, but you'll soon be finding out what some most engrossing things are all about.
What makes them tick, Dad?
Well, you see, they say you're their fella, then they're not at home when you call.
Oh, well, you'll learn. That's an old trick, lad. They let you feel sort of mellow, and then they pin your scalp right to the wall.
Oh, in this game, the cards are stacked against you. But don't give up, just keep your powder dry.
Well, that's what I'll do.
Oh, stout boy, that's what you do, lad.
And I've got a feeling you'll get by.
Now tell me something, when you try to talk, does your Adam's apple sort of get tangled up with your words?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
And when you take a walk, you and your lady, have you got two left feet?
That's right, and it's sure for the birds. And do you get all hot and flustered when the lady straightens your tie?
Oh, man, isn't any murder.
And when you meet her father, do you get a feeling that you're wanted by the FBI?
In several states.
When she says hello, do your heart and your stomach turn over and start playing tag?
Oh, I really got it bad.
When you're at the show and you're eating popcorn, do your hands sort of meet in the bag?
It's like you're drippy about this thing.
Well, my friend, from all of your symptoms, the diagnosis is plain to see.
Tell me.
You've got psychosomatic, post-epizootic, neuroprostatic, pre-peripatetic, L-O-V-E.
What'll I do, Dad?
Now, son, I tell you, you don't have to worry,
for there's nothing time cannot cure. You just fight it through, lad, till you meet the right girl and you'll know it's her, but for sure.
Well, how am I gonna know which is the right one?
Oh, you'll find her. You'll find her, though. You might fumble once or twice.
That happened to you, Dad?
Happened to me? Are you kidding? It happened to me, lad.
Or you wouldn't be here to hear this good advice.
Thank you for fatherly advice.
You're welcome to the fatherly advice.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome, Gary. And as a reward for listening, I'm going to present you to two very talented young ladies who are our guests this evening.
You mean the Bell sisters?
Yep. Girls, would you move in here, please?
Here we are.
Kay, this is my son, Gary.
Hi, you muscles.
Hi. And Cynthia, I'd like to have you meet Gary, too.
Oh, my gosh. Golly gee.
Pull yourself together, child.
Big deal.
That's nice going. That's laying it into them, Kay.
I really enjoy your records, though, girls.
Thanks. We enjoy yours, too.
Hey, Gary, you know what ought to happen tonight? Why don't you do a song with the Bells? They've got a terrific arrangement of June Night. You've heard that record, haven't you?
Yeah. It's all right with me. It's all right with them.
Glad to have you aboard.
You're so sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's June Night, sung by the Bell Sisters and Gary Crosby.
Why don't you hop in here with us, Dan?
No, this is too fast a track for me. I'm going to sit down over there and have me a cup of sassafras tea. Go ahead, kids.
June night, the moonlight, and you in my arms.
Just give me a June night, the moonlight, and you in my arms with all your charms, neath stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you and fold you, and dreams will come true. So give me a June night, the moonlight, and you.
Give me a June night, the moonlight, and you in my arms with all your charms, these stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you and fold you, then dreams will come true. So give me a June night, the moonlight, and you.
Thank you, kids. I'm glad I didn't get involved in that. I'd have been on oxygen the last 8 bars.
Remember this. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients. The world's best tobaccos, pure natural sugars, costly glycerol, nothing else. And Chesterfield gives you every advantage known to modern science. They're made by experts in the newest and most modern cigarette factories. They're supervised by experts in our Chesterfield laboratories. For our chemists, with the help of outside independent consultants, including scientists from leading universities, make sure that Chesterfield contains only ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
So ask your dealer for Chesterfields and do it today. Go down to your dealer, hurry, run, ask him for the milder one, much milder with a better taste, and no one pleasant up to taste. Sound off,
a Chesterfield,
sound off,
a Chesterfield,
try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Here's a song that was made into the number one almost single-handedly by a record made by the Four Aces.
Tell me why, though I try to forget, tell me why I think of you, yet. I know I'll never be free. What has happened to me? Tell me why. When we danced into free, tell me why my heart couldn't see. I never dreamed of romance. Never gave it a chance. When I think of how you looked that day in your gown of silk and lace, I should have known the day you came my way that this is the time and the place. Tell me why I keep fooling my heart when I know it was love from the start. Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why.
Thank you.
Why don't we give it a try? If you know, tell me why. You know.
Yes, you know.
Please tell me why.
Thank you very much, kids. And now my deepest thanks to the Bell sisters and to Gary for being with us here this evening in San Francisco.
Who's going to be with you next week, Dad?
Next week, Gary, our guests will be Bob Hope and Miss K-Star.
That should be fairly jolly.
Mm-hmm. Band-Aids will be at a premium down there. And also, ladies and gentlemen, to your listeners in the Southern California area, I would like to announce that Mr. Hope, Miss K-Star, myself, and many others will appear in person in Palm Springs on Saturday afternoon, April the 5th, in conjunction with the Desert Circus. Hope to see you there. Well, Gary, come on. I think I'll take you over to the India House for dinner. In that beatific, serene atmosphere, we'll be able to study, too. You see? See you next week, then, folks. And meanwhile, remember, Chesterfields are much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste. And from the report of a well-known research organization, Chesterfields leave no unpleasant aftertaste. They satisfy millions.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Marl and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Bob Hope and Kay Starr. Folks, lend a hand to crippled children. Give to Easter Seals. Buy Easter Seals before Easter Sunday.